The trust corpus. The corpus is the body of the trust, that is, the property being held in trust for the beneficiaries, the very subject matter of the declaration. It should be noted that virtually anything may be held in trust. However, there are certain things which, given their innate traits recognized in law, make for better subject matter, so to speak. Initially, the legal minds who perfected the express trust in America did so to accommodate for the great obstacles in procuring special charters for corporations intended to deal in real estate, which trusts eventually came to be known as the Massachusetts Land Trusts. It was when those individuals came to realize the immense benefits of employing the trusts for the purpose of holding land, that they eventually expanded their utility to include the holding of personal property. These eventually came to be known as the Massachusetts Electric Companies. As an aside, when considering the presently hostile official attitude toward non-statutory trusts, what is interesting to note is that much of the express trust's perfection is attributed to Attorney General and later United States Secretary of State Richard Owen, but the fact that the express trusts were initially, primarily utilized for purposes of holding and handling real estate is very significant, especially to our present situation. The significance derives, in pertinent part, from the integral relationship between the law and the land. It is a fundamental principle of law that the land and the law go hand in hand, and, in America, without the 14th Amendment, the law of the land is the Constitution with its common law principles and its substance of gold and silver. Referred to in this sense, precious metals are regarded in law as portable land. The basic principle of law holds that land includes everything of value extracted from it, and without getting too deep into the operation of common law, it is this principle regarding the relationship of land and law which, by its operation, threw up an obstacle to corporate real estate ownership. In order to charter a statutory, civil law, entity to handle the substance of the common law, land, special, if not extraordinary, legal circumstances must exist. These circumstances did not exist prior to the post-Erie federal common law whose imposition was made possible by loss of the gold standard, the substance of the law, in 1933. A statutory entity is inherently accountable to courts of civil, legislative, jurisdiction, deriving subject matter jurisdiction from the corporate charter, over which the legislature holds in rem jurisdiction as well by way of possession of the charter documents themselves. Whereas, an express trust is obviously inherently accountable to courts of common law and equity, deriving subject matter jurisdiction from the trust instrument and corpus. As logic follows, in rem jurisdiction remains with the trustee at all times unless the trust instrument and corpus are surrendered to a third party voluntarily. In rem jurisdiction, that is, actual possession, is the key. This brings us to today. In the jurisdiction of the 14th Amendment United States Public Trust, precious metal, the substance of the common law, is legally merely a commodity. Back in the Republic, however, it remains the staple for payment of debts, though surface gold and silver are in considerably lesser quantity and without a fixed standard upon which to be traded. The express trust under the common law, holding real estate, silver or gold, is holding the very substance of the law under which it was created, thus ensuring that bond between law and land, and the powers and guarantees that come with it.